Okay, Civil War questions 11 through 15. Question number 11, what was the Emancipation Proclamation? Again, Lincoln's proclamation in September of 1862, after the Battle of Antietam, which was a significant change. You know, the Union had really been struggling in the first year and a half, and Antietam gave them a little bit of momentum. So after that particular battle, Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation. Again, critically, and not understood by the vast majority of people, the Emancipation Proclamation only freed the slaves in states in rebellion against the Union. So it only freed the slaves in the Confederate states. It did not free the slaves in the North. The border states still had slavery. Lincoln was afraid to free the slaves in those states out of fear that those states might also secede, and they were critical states from a strategic point of view in the war, so he couldn't lose them. So he only freed them in the areas in rebellion against the Union, only in the South. So again, unbeknownst to the vast majority of people, the Emancipation Proclamation really freed no one directly at the time of its issuance. However, critically, for your understanding, the Emancipation Proclamation changes the war from one of preservation of union to one of a moral crusade against slavery, which in many people's minds changed the tenor of the war, gave the Northern soldiers opposed to slavery more to fight for, ultimately contributing significantly in some minds to the victory of the North over the South. Number 12, what two battles in 63 were turning points in the Civil War? Those two battles were Vicksburg and Gettysburg. Vicksburg in the Western Theater along the Mississippi River. There was a siege that lasted for a month and a half or so. Ultimately, the Union prevailed and it allowed the North to control the Mississippi and cut the South off from part of its food supply, which was coming out of Arkansas and Texas. Gettysburg is the most significant battle of the entirety of the war, the most casualties in the entirety of the war in the 3 days of Gettysburg. And the losses were massive on both sides, but the losses that the South takes are of greater significance because it doesn't have the same manpower. There will no longer be incursions into the North by the Confederate Army after Gettysburg, at least nothing of any great significance. So the interesting thing happened on the same day. It's July the 3rd of 1863. Vicksburg and Gettysburg really turned the tide of the war. Now, John Green in the Crash Course series will also talk about the winning of the Battle of Atlanta from a presidential perspective, a campaign perspective in 1864 for Lincoln. So that might also be something that you are familiar with. But for our purposes in answering this question, it's Vicksburg and Gettysburg. Of course, the two leading military figures, Robert E. Lee for the South, Ulysses S. Grant for the North. Lee was a brilliant military tactician and strategist, kept the South alive for a fair portion of the war. In many people's minds, made kind of a grave mistake at Gettysburg, and I don't know if the South was going to win anyway, but the casualties suffered there were quite significant and grave for the efforts of the South going forward. Grant knew in particular of the Northern advantages, the manpower, the things mentioned again up in question number 9. He grew to have a reputation of being a butcher because he was not afraid to lose large numbers of Northern lives in gaining a victory that would also result in the loss of large numbers of Southern lives, because he knew ultimately the South was going to wear down and be unable to continue to wage war. So Grant, from a tactical perspective, is probably not as brilliant a tactician in many people's minds as Lee is, but from a strategic perspective, just knowing what ultimately is going to allow the North to win the war, Grant is certainly largely responsible for the Northern victory. Question 14, what happened during the March to the Sea? You'll see it referred to as Sherman's March in your textbook. Of course, this is the famous march of General William Tecumseh Sherman at the behest of Grant going through Georgia from Atlanta all the way to Savannah and basically creating a swath of destruction, you know, doing all kinds of things to southern farmland and plantations and livestock, basically waging what is referred to as total war against the South, trying to break the will first of the people of Georgia, and then when he reaches Savannah and starts to make his way north into South Carolina, North Carolina, even into Virginia, that same idea of how to wage war is continued. And it's all about trying to break the will of the Southern people by taking the war directly to them. And it's very, very successful. And Sherman is someone who still to this day, when his name is mentioned in the South, gets people's, the hair on the back of their neck stands up because of what they remember from what he did and what they've learned, obviously, in their schools about what he did in 1864 and early 1865. And of course, lastly, for 15, the North or the Union won the Civil War. And of course, that is gravely significant in that slavery will be done away with. And the course for the nation going forward will be that of an industrial focus. And all the things that were going on in the North and so much of what will be an outgrowth of the Civil War. Greater power for the federal government and centralizing so many things and ultimately a national currency and all of these things which you'll learn about if you watch John Green that come out of the Civil War, that is going to be the direction of the country going forward. Not that the South doesn't play any role in that, because if they're still ultimately going to get back to growing the cotton and doing so much that will fuel the textile mills and the Industrial Revolution, but the direction of the country going forward will be that of a northern industrial focus and obviously the abolition of slavery.